The first appeals court to rule on President Obama's health care overhaul has upheld the law. The Cincinnati-based Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals said today that the health care mandate and other provisions do not violate the Constitution. Though other federal appeals courts are expected to rule on the law soon, today's decision took on special importance because one of the authors of the opinion is a prominent conservative. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Appointed to the appeals court by President George W. Bush, Judge Jeffrey Sutton is no ordinary conservative. He served as a law clerk for Justice Antonin Scalia, an icon of the conservative movement, and as a litigator, he was at the forefront of making modern states' rights arguments in the U.S. Supreme Court, arguments that, more often than not, prevailed. But in this case, he rejected those arguments, as well as the argument that Congress exceeded its authority in requiring people to have health care insurance or pay a penalty.
This has to be terrible news for opponents of the statute.
Supreme Court advocate Tom Goldstein, an astute court observer, notes that Judge Sutton is among the most respected appeals court judges in the country.
He's also incredibly well known to the Supreme Court as a former Supreme Court law clerk who argued a lot of the most important states' rights cases on the side of the states. And so his view that the statute is constitutional really overwhelmingly likely represents a view of the center and center right of the Supreme Court, and so a majority.
Indeed, just how important today's ruling is could be seen in how the opposing forces reacted. There was a deafening silence from most opponents of the law, though the Cato Institute's Ilya Shapiro posted a blog entry calling Sutton's opinion shocking. In contrast, supporters of the health care law were jubilant and talkative. In his 27-page opinion today, Judge Sutton said that the health care law meets the classical tests that the Supreme Court has imposed in deciding whether Congress acted within its authority under the Constitution's Commerce Clause. First, health care substantially affects interstate commerce. No matter how you slice the relevant market, he said, virtually all of it affects interstate commerce, and many aspects of it, medical supplies, drugs, and equipment, are directly linked to interstate commerce. As to the notion that the mandate crosses a line never crossed before in requiring people to have insurance, Sutton said that for better or worse, Congress may reasonably require all covered individuals to pay for health insurance now so that the money will be available later to pay for health care as the need arises. Even if a citizen who does not have health insurance now can pay for his health care costs now, unless he's incredibly rich, he will not be able to afford costs over a lifetime, for example, expensive cancer treatment or treatment for major injuries from an accident. Add to that, said Sutton, the fact that taxpayers, doctors, and hospitals end up paying for people who do not have insurance because federal law requires hospitals to accept many patients without regard to their capacity to pay. Those opposed to the health care law have good questions, he said, based on their intuition that this law cannot be constitutional. But not every intrusive law is an unconstitutionally intrusive law. Sutton was part of a three-judge panel. Judge Boyce Martin, a Carter appointee, wrote a separate opinion upholding the law. District Judge James Graham, a Reagan appointee, dissented. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.